welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Radio.
Great to be here with you. It's Memorial Day. We're honoring those veterans that have given it all in our service to protect us and keep us free, and we want to honor them. But it's days like today when you really need to wake up and you need to see something that's just even a little bit bigger than Veterans Day. And we'll get into that. But once again, we've got men and women soldiers that are all over the world today. We need to respect these people. These folks have left their families. These people have been willing to fight and die for you and live in deplorable conditions and go all over the world for us. And there's people sitting here in the federal prisons that are living better than our American soldiers out there. So we need to think about that, but that will be for another lesson. But Billy Ray Cyrus sang a song, and it went something like, "All gave some, and some gave all." And that's sort of what we want to focus on here today. Everybody that's been a veteran and has gone out and done their thing, it's just been fantastic. I mean, they're always, for themselves, they're like, wow. You know, I fought for my country. There's a pride that they did go and that they did do something fantastic for the country. I was looking for a note here. But that's the way it should be. But the biggest problem that we have in all this is we're not really looking at where this kind of thing comes from. There is a precedent. There was someone who was willing to come and die for people when he knew they weren't even going to love him. They weren't even going to care about him. And Jesus said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him gave he the power to become sons of God. So where are we in that? When I recognize what Jesus has done for me, gave his life for me, suffered like a mortal man. See, all of his suffering was real. All of his pain, all the going to sleep hungry at night, all that was real for Jesus. Somehow, he's fully God on the inside. Now, you and me are a little bit of God on the inside if we're saved because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. But we didn't have what Jesus had, right? But at the end of the day, we need to stop and honor Jesus. You know, we say, well, we do it Easter. Well, we do it at Christmas. But listen, Jesus was your first veteran. He was the first one willing to bleed and die for you. He's the first one willing to lay down his life to help somebody else. Because it didn't improve Jesus' status one bit to die. And it's sure there is no way that there is another king in the world that would let somebody mistreat him the way Jesus was mistreated and spit upon, his beard was plucked out, a thorn of crowns was slammed down on his head. There's nobody representing any kingdom that if he had the power that Jesus had to call the 10,000 angels, guess what? We would not be talking today. But Jesus was willing to suffer all the way to death for you and me. Once again, we can draw that correlation to the soldiers living in these crazy conditions over here in some of these deserts. Or we can just correlate it to the fact that they come home and they're not respected. They come home and they have a medical problem and we don't want to treat it. They come home and they need a job and we give it to somebody else over a veteran. Now, I think we are getting a little bit better at that. But at the end of the day, we really need to pay attention to that. We really have to do a better job on that. Because, I mean, we're just to a point where we don't pay attention to anything but ourselves. And the only thing I think, well, I know from what changed my thinking on it, was when I started focusing on Jesus Christ. When I surrendered to Jesus, all of a sudden, I didn't think quite as much about myself. And then over time, I've learned that it ain't got nothing to do with me. Excuse my English there. But it has nothing to do with me because I can row back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and I can see that I'm a living sacrifice. And because I'm a living sacrifice, listen, there it is. You know, it's better than a dead sacrifice. So because God let me live through the wages of my sin, which should have allowed me death, or should have, shouldn't have allowed me, but it would have, given me death, okay? You know, so I got past that. What I deserved was death because of the mercy of God. and the grace of God that passes all understanding. Now that he saved me, now that he loves me, now what do we got? You see, we've got a new relationship, because what do we have? We've got Jesus wanting in a relationship with us, the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Now there are things that are possible that were not possible beforehand. You see where we're going with this? Because Jesus has made a way, and the way that Jesus made was to give you and me an opportunity to have a relationship with him and to realize what all he's done for us. And that's a large part of getting saved, is realizing that Jesus, he lived a life on this earth, but he had a death for you and me, he had a burial for you and me, and he had a resurrection for you and me. See, so the death, why did we need the death? Well, we shed a little bit of blood. He was beat on unmercifully. I think that's a word. But he was beat to a pulp. People said he couldn't recognize him as a man. I have no clue about that. But he bled. It says in the Bible, there is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. So that shedding of blood that Jesus did, you see, that's what made it possible for you and me to get forgiveness of sin. So I believe that Jesus bled and died on that cross, okay? Then I believe he was buried. Well, where he is buried, we can be buried to our sins, okay? If we believe in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So if I believe in all those things, you got me? Now all of a sudden, because I believe in those things, there's an opportunity here for me to be saved and have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to realize he died in my place, to realize he was the first true soldier that was willing to lay down his life for many. See, there's some that do that, some that won't, right? So, you know, I go back to think about the Founding Fathers. When they signed their 56 names at the bottom of that Declaration of Independence, it said, we mutually pledge our trust, our fortunes, our something, and our sacred honor. We pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So they pretty much signed on that dotted line that we're going to put up everything we have all the way to death for this country. And I believe God honored that, and I believe that's why we have the country that we have today, but we're slipping. We have problems. Now, what are we going to do about these problems? Are we going to step up and do something, or are we going to not do something? See where we go? Because what it is if everybody's a coward, nobody's willing to step up, nobody's willing to die for the cause, or nobody's willing to, you know, all of a sudden you've got a land of cowards. And then nothing happens. And you know, like it or not like it, I mean, there's a big part of this situation, you see. There's a big, big situation going on there that we need to think about. All gave some gave all. Listen, it used to be the draft was in force and you had to serve. I believe in our country today that we might motivate everybody if we were to put the draft back in, because we've lost the patriotism. We've lost respect for those men and women in uniform. We've lost the respect for those that are willing to go and die for you. And the ultimate respect, if you don't pay attention to this thing and you don't tie in with Jesus Christ and recognize what he has done for you, he died your death. I mean, I don't know how many different ways I need to say it this morning, but Jesus died the death that you deserve. Now, because he died that death, guess what you better do, okay? You better recognize it, you better surrender, and you better ask, Lord, will you forgive me? Because I can tell you what the answer is. He's not going to pull out your resume and say, well, I'd love to forgive you, but you did this. Well, I'd love to forgive you. All he wants is you to come to a point in your life where you surrender. See, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. Okay, most beautiful thing ever is when we come to a place where we surrender. Well, it don't sound very powerful. It ain't powerful. It's you surrendering all. That's what the song says. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee I surrender, I surrender. I think that's how that the old hymn goes. What does that mean? Does it mean I empty my bank account out and give it away? Well, that's between you and God. But what it means for you in your mind right now is that you have come to a position where you see you can't do it. You surrender to God, and God begins to do it. Folks, that ought to get you and me just so excited that we can't see straight. Now, that's just the way it is. Now, if you see it another way, I can't help you now. But Jesus Christ loves you. He wants a relationship with you. You got me? Now, because he wants a relationship with you, what are we going to do about this? Well, we're either going to jump in here and have the relationship, or we're just going to let it slide by the wayside. Now, if I let it slide too far down the road, it's going to be less and less to where God can get my attention. But right now, I guarantee he's wanting your attention. And if we were to get saved and we surrender to him, then all of a sudden, I think things fall in line and God has a master plan for you and me, and it's going to get really good. But I tell you what, we've got to recognize what Jesus Christ has done for us. And while we're at it, we need to recognize what our founding fathers have done for our country and the way that they were providentially guided by the hand of God to set this Declaration of Independence up. And we've got men and women soldiers that are all over the world tonight protecting us, fighting for us. Listen, God himself through his son Jesus Christ set this thing up that the greatest love is that a man would lay down his life for his friends. I thank the veterans today, but most of all, I thank Jesus Christ, because when he laid down his life, he opened an eternity of forevers for all those who will follow him. Have a great Memorial Day with your family, and above all things, recognize Jesus Christ as soon as you can get a deep breath, because he is a game changer. He will change your life and make it better, and the next thing you know, you'll be doing things you never thought were possible. Have a great day. God bless.